لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت ومن كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم جاره ومن كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم ضيفه رواه البخاري ومسلم في صحيحيهما. Respected elders, brothers in Islam, today's hadith is a very simple yet powerful saying of our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which firstly I will translate for you. The Prophet said in this narration, which has been recorded by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim in their sahih, that man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, whoever believes in Allah and whoever believes in the day of judgment, the last day, fal yaqul khayran aw liyasmut, you should always speak good, you should always speak of khair, words of khair, words of righteousness, aw liyasmut, or he should remain quiet. So the Prophet here is giving two choices, that either when you speak with wisdom, you speak with sense, you speak with righteousness. And if you cannot do these things, if you do not have words which contain khair in them, then quite simply you should remain quiet, you should remain silent. The Prophet in this hadith does not give us a third option. Then the Prophet, the second piece of advice that he gives is, وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, whoever believes in Allah and in the last day, فَلْيُكْرِمْ جَارَهُ, then he should show respect and he should be hospitable to his neighbors. He should show respect to his neighbors. And the word used in the hadith is jara. It did not say jarahu al-Muslim, his Muslim neighbor. It did not say his, like used in the Quran, وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَمْبِ. It did not use direction that the neighbor who is directly living next to you. Rather here, the word jara is used quite general. It is used in a general sense, meaning a neighbor could mean your neighborhood. It could mean that the people who are living in front of you, behind you, on the sides, on the whole street, in fact. So the Prophet's advice, the Prophet's encouragement is to show hospitality, to show nobility towards our neighbors in general, not just our Muslim neighbors. Then the first piece of advice that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives, again he starts with the same words, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, whoever believes in Allah and believes in the last day, فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ, then he should show nobility and respect to his guests, to his mehman, that he should show mehman nawazi towards these people. So the hadith itself is very simple, we see. Three pieces of advice that we should all adopt, three pieces of advice to do with our moral conduct. Firstly, we should always say words of khair, of good, otherwise we should remain quiet. Secondly, we should be kind and hospitable towards our neighbors. And thirdly, we should show hospitality towards our guests as well. The interesting thing about this hadith, and perhaps we do not see this in many other narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the hadith itself consists only of three pieces of advice. But every time the Prophet gave this one piece of advice, he started with exactly the same words. And he started with the words, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, whoever believes in Allah and in the last day, he should do such and such. Then the second piece of advice, whoever believes in Allah and in the last day, he should do such and such. Whoever believes in Allah and the last day, he should do such and such. Why is that the case? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith quite simply could have just said that, O Muslims, say good or remain quiet. O Muslims, make sure you are hospitable towards your neighbor. Make sure you are hospitable towards your guest. Why did he repeat these words specifically? مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, that whoever believes in Allah and whoever believes in the last day. Why did he insist on repeating those words? And moreover, he repeated it three times. He could have just said it once at the beginning and then mentioned those three points. But he insisted on saying it three times. Allah and his messenger know the wisdom behind this best. But what one thing the ulama ikram say is that if you look at the advice given by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all these three pieces of advice, to speak good, to speak with righteousness, to be good to your neighbors, to be kind to your guest, these three things are qualities which every single human should have in them, whether they are Muslim or non-Muslim. Everyone should speak well, whether they are Jew, whether they are Christian, whether they are young, whether they are old, whether they are European, whether they are Asian or African, everyone should speak well. This is something that all humans should share. Again, with the advice to be good to our neighbors, this is something everyone should do. Everyone should show hospitality towards their neighbors. Everyone should know whether their neighbor is in any trouble or not, regardless of whether that person himself is a Jew or a Christian or whatever. And likewise, everyone should be hospitable towards their guests. But why these words then? So in essence, these three things, every single human should have these traits within them. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here is reminding us that as Muslims and as believers in Allah and in the last day, you have a double duty to do these acts. That for you, this is of double importance. By virtue of being humans, you should be doing this anyway. But you, by being speaking well, by being good to your neighbors, by being good to your guests, you are acting upon the prerogatives of Islam. This is something that Islam exclusively promotes. And we see that, alhamdulillah, that Islam does promote this idea of speaking well. Remember, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a famous narration that if a Muslim can give me the guarantee of what he says, of whatever is in between the two lips, meaning that he is careful of what he says, then he has guaranteed half of his iman.
Subhanallah.
Because most of the mistakes that we make are with our tongues. It is when we say things wrong, when we backbite, when we swear, when we are lewd in our behavior, many of our sins come from our tongue. So the Prophet said that a person guarantees half his iman if he looks after his tongue. Again, this idea of looking after our neighbors, this is an Islamic prerogative. This is something that Islam has always promoted from day one. And not just promoted it, but actually practiced it. There is one famous narration, a story, going back to the time of Abdullah ibn Mubarak. Abdullah ibn Mubarak was from the generation of the Tabi'is. The Tabi'is are those fortunate beings who came after the companions, after the Sahaba Ikram. So he was a very special muhaddis as well, a hadith scholar, very learned person. And he used to live next to a Jew, and the Jew decided to sell his house. And when this Jew put his house on sale, then the price of this house was double the price of every single other house on that street. He was living next to Abdullah ibn Mubarak. He decided to sell his house, but when he did so, he doubled the price of it. And at first the people came to him and they inquired about the price of the house, and the Jew told them that this is the price. And the people were taken back, obviously, by the price. And at first they were thinking that this Jew is just being stingy, and he's just being tight, and he wants to make as much profit as possible. And no, Jews as they are, that they were just looking to be greedy. So the people kept asking this Jew that, why, you know what the prices of the other houses on the street are, why have you insisted on doubling this price? And the Jew replied that this is no ordinary house. That when the person occupies this property, whoever purchases this house, then the price that I have set, he is paying half of that price is for the actual property itself, the physical house. The other half of the price he is paying is for the honor and privilege of being the neighbor of Abdullah ibn Mubarak.
Subhanallah.
Because he is quite simply a great person to live next to. That he is always there for me, he shows so much consideration for me, and so that is why I have doubled the price. And I believe that being the neighbor of Abdullah ibn Mubarak is worth the property itself. And that is why I have doubled the price of this property. And we see that for a long time we were known for this. We were known for looking after our neighbors. And if we think about it right now in this day and age and in this country especially, this is what we need to do most, that we need to be kind to our neighbors, whether they are Muslims, whether they are non-Muslims. Especially with the non-Muslims. The non-Muslims, when they learn about Islam, they're going to do it from two sources. Either from what they read or see on the in the newspaper and on the TV and in the radio, or what they see firsthand. They're going to hear certain things on the TV about Muslims, and there's not much we can do about that. Whether it is positive, whether it is negative, whether it is another suicide bomber or someone plotting against this country or whatever it is, that is not in our control. But the other way non-Muslims learn about our religion is from first-hand experience, from on the streets, from when they see us, when we leave our houses, when we check up on them, when we show some courtesy when it is their religious festivals, when we ensure that at certain times in the night we are quiet and we do not cause too much trouble. Now these are the things which we do have a control in. And these are the things which can change the perception and the stereotypes that these non-Muslims have about us. And quite clearly, of the two, a non-Muslim, what will he believe more? Will he believe those things which he sees on the TV or which he reads in the newspaper, or those things which he sees and feels firsthand? Of course he is going to give preference to those things which he has direct experience of. Sooner or later he will say, yes, I hear on the news about the Muslims doing this, and Muslims are negative, and Muslims have been doing that. But this is completely contrary to my own personal experiences, because my neighbors are good with me. They are Muslims, they look after me, and they do not do anything to harm me. So in essence, what this hadith is really doing is reminding us that some moral traits, some moral qualities of our religion, they are moral traits which every human should practice. But as Muslims, we should be practicing them, and we should be ensuring that we act upon it purely because it is the command of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we can win the reward of acting upon his perfect sunnah as well. مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَكُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُتُ. Whoever believes in Allah and the last day, then he should say good or he should remain quiet. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ جَارَهُ. Then the person who believes in Allah and in the last day, he should show respect towards his neighbors. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ. And whoever believes in Allah and in the last day, then he should show hospitality towards his guests as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to act upon this beautiful saying of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Wa ma alayna illa al-balaghul mubin. Ameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim wa salli alayhi. Allahumma Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azabun nar. Allahumma a'inna ala tilawati al-Qur'ani wa zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Ya Rabbi bil Mustafa balik maqasidana wa aghfir lana ma mada ya wasi الكرمي. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه ونور عرشه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.